It's the Thursday Night Market in downtown Chico every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. Located in the heart of downtown Chico, including special events, activities, and entertainment in the Chico City Plaza. Farm fresh produce, fresh cut flowers, herbs, and locally prepared foods. A variety of music and performances from hip-hop to hula, jazz to alternative rock. A kid zone in City Plaza with balloons, inflatables, and other family-focused entertainment. Downtown shops and restaurants that are open late and ready to serve. Every Thursday night in downtown Chico.
Ugh.
What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
A lot of financial service companies say they're unique, but only Thrivent Financial blends faith, finances, and generosity. We want to change a Christian's relationship with money so you can use your money to strengthen your family, your churches, and your community. If you think this sounds revolutionary, you're right. If you're intrigued by our mission, let's have a new conversation about money. Call Daniel Cluis, your local financial advisor, at 530-321-4059. That's 321-4059.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now. Our Monday show is also called Helping People. And today, Monday, the, I don't know the date, 20-something. Oh, it's the 20th. It's payday. How did I forget that? I've got my boss sitting right in front of me. That is how I remembered the date. Anyways, all the little cues that we take in life, right? Today is Monday, July 20th, and my payday. And today's show is live. So if you have any thoughts about what we're talking about today, please feel free to give us a call at 894-7325. 894-7325. It could be a question, it could be something that you've experienced, or a way you've done what we're talking about, and it's either worked or it didn't work, and we can process that together. Just anything. You want to be on the radio, you just call us in, 894-7325. And my name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a marriage and family therapist registered intern with the Board of Behavioral Sciences. Number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And we both work over at Chico Creek Counseling. Every Monday throughout the summer, Joe has agreed to co-host with me, and we are working on the theme of communication, specifically communication in relationships. But when you think about it, you're in relationship all the time, whether it's a relationship with your children, your significant other, your boss, your coworkers, your friends, your softball team, we are a community who was created to live in relationship with other people, and we do, even when we don't want to. Even if you're a recluse, a hermit who stays at home, you probably have a mild relationship with the guy who brings you your groceries if you buy them online when you give him his payment, and maybe your mailman. So there's still relationship there. You just name it. I will find a relationship. Anyways, so we're talking about communication in that relationship. So go ahead and say hello to everybody, Joe Taylor.
Oh, hi. I didn't know I was going to get to talk this part. So, yay. It's good to be here again and be having a conversation with you, Jessica. And today we're going to continue our thoughts about communication, ways to communicate, and review a little bit of what we talked about the last two times.
So we have this list of ways to communicate healthily, and we have talked about them a couple of times. So we thought we'd recap with you before we go on to the next topic or two, if that's all right. Don't want to be redundant, but we all need a little reminders now and then. So Joe, go ahead and you take that away.
Okay. Well, so what I recall that we talked about on our little list was number one is to stay on topic or stay focused to make sure that we're not that we're not talking about five other things that we bring back from the past and to the current conversation, but we stay focused on the current conversation.
We're not resurrecting like, oh, well, yeah, I might have hurt your feelings today, but you hurt my feelings 3 days
ago.
Yeah. Back right. When you did that, that was hurtful. So we're both even now. Stay on topic of what did I just do that hurt your feelings?
Right. Yeah. So there's that. And I think that's especially difficult when there's a lot of hurts and mm-hmm. things that haven't been forgiven and settled and put to rest and buried and taken care of. Really not buried, but taken care of. So there's that. And the other thing we talked about was listen carefully. People often think they're listening, but they're usually trying to come up with an answer to what the other person is saying rather than really listen to carefully to what they're talking about.
Right. And I think that people do that pretty often because some people process slower and then they become insecure. So if I don't start thinking about how I'm going to respond to this part of what the person is saying, when they're done speaking, I won't be able to respond at all because I won't know what to say. So they start processing it ahead of time, but then they tune out to the second half of what the person's saying when they do that.
So coming up, we want to talk about trying to see it from their point of view.
Uh-huh. And then, okay, we will see you in just a moment, folks. Please listen to these commercials because they pay the bills and there's some pretty awesome people who are advertising with us. Give them some business. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Joe Taylor. See you in a sec.
This is Buzz Beatty. You know, there's nothing like needing a plumber but not feeling confident who to call. I'm sure glad someone referred me to Gold Bond Plumbing. Gordon did a great job replacing my water heater and repairing the damage the old one caused. In fact, I'm so happy with Gold Bond Plumbing that I've asked Gordon to be a regular guest on Your Home Today. If you need a plumber who works like a bear for a price that's fair, call Gold Bond Plumbing at 321-4203.
I started my adventure in the Air Force Reserve as a payload system operator.
A flight medic in the Air Force Reserve.
I'm a pilot for the Air Force Thunderbirds demonstration team.
We do a lot in a little bit of time, and we have to do it very efficiently.
It's a very exciting career.
The Reserve gave me the opportunity to learn something totally different from what I did.
The training in the Air Force Reserve is second to none.
The most exciting thing in the Air Force Reserve is to be able to travel.
It gave me the opportunity to go to college. That was definitely a bonus.
And the Air Force Reserve gave me all those opportunities, and then even more.
Start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. And yes, Chico, California, the rumors are true.
I'm coming to you Saturday mornings right here on KKXX AM 930 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya. So join me right here live on KKXX AM 930.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, also your co-host this summer. And we were just talking about being heard and communicating. And you know, Joe and I were talking while you guys were listening to the commercials, and one thing he was saying like sparked something in me. And I thought about how before we left to commercial break, people often will start processing what they're going to say next while you're still in the middle. So you're the speaker, and then the listener is thinking about what they're going to say next, and they miss the second half of what you're saying. Or you're the listener, and someone is telling you what's bothering them, and you're already coming up with your reply before they're done talking about it. And some people do that because they're afraid that they won't be able to remember what the person said, and they won't be able to formulate their reply to get their response across, because they're just slower at processing, and they know that, and that's their way of coping. But when you are fully engaged in what they say, and then you repeat it back to them, oh, okay, so what I heard from you is that when I'm doing this and that, it really is frustrating to you because you feel like it's redundant or whatever. Then they feel heard. And while you're repeating it back to them, that gives you another chance to fully process what it is they said. So now you heard them say the whole thing because you were focusing, and then you replied back to them after you were done, and now your brain has heard it twice. So when it's your turn to talk and to respond, you have processed that twice, and it'll be a lot easier for you to pull from your brain what it is that you need to respond. And it's okay to say, wow, I didn't realize that was happening, or oh wow, I don't know if I have a response for that right now. Let me just take a minute to think about that. Because people would rather that you heard all of it and you took a minute to think about it versus you heard half of it and you had a thoughtful response because you were thoughtfully responding in your head while they were still talking. So that's just my thought on that. So Joe, what is our?
That's a good thought. seeing it from their point of view, kind of piggybacks on what you just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a little bit of a nuance there.
Yes.
They're not exactly the same. So seeing it from their point of view would be, first of all, you know, doing what you just said to reflect back what you heard them say. But I think there's also that element of empathy might be a good way to say that. Mm-hmm. Validation is a better word. They were validating what they have said. Like, you're really upset. These are the things that you're upset about. And I understand that. I get that. I know that that's how you're feeling. So what happens when we validate the other person is then it's almost like, I'm taking a deep breath here, and I'm kind of like relaxing, and I can focus on us just being together and having a conversation. I'm not trying to prove a point. I'm not trying to push something or push my point down your throat or trying to get you to understand it. You have understood it, so you validated my point, so I can relax now, and maybe I can say a little bit more or clarify, and maybe... maybe even pause long enough to see what your response is to that particular situation. So mm-hmm. it just kind of reduces the tension, I guess would be a way to say that, in the whole room.
Yeah. Well, because everybody feels like they're on the same page.
Yes.
The person who just spoke feels heard and knows that you, at least, even if you don't agree with them, you understand what they said. You get it. They've been heard. And you can say, oh, I heard you, and this is what you said, or this is what I heard you said, but I don't understand. And then you can, the person has an opportunity to clarify. But
right.
I don't understand what you mean. I don't understand why you feel that way. But it opens that up for the communication. Whereas when people are volleying back and forth their points without having that validation, everybody is just volleying. We're all trying to win. And then that anxiety in the room escalates.
And the other part of that, just real quick before the commercial, is that if you don't get it, ask more questions.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that? Tell me more about that. I don't quite understand.
When do I do those things? I don't even think I do that, but maybe I do. When do I do that? Can you give me a couple examples of recently, like in the last day or two? Because those are fresh. Not 5 years ago when you did this.
Yep.
All right, folks, it's our last commercial break. Remember, we're live. You can feel free to call in at 894-7325. We are listening to you, and we want to talk to you. We want to hear what you have to say. 894-7325.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Fall in love with me.
last voice you hear tonight.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and Helping People, our Monday show. And I forgot to do the disclaimer, but good thing the show's not over. Even though I am a therapist and Joe Taylor is a licensed marriage and family therapist, what we talk about on here is not a substitute for therapy.
Oh, man.
I know. It doesn't substitute at all. There's a lot of I can't believe it's not butter is not really much of a substitute for butter either. So, and veganaise, it's not really mayonnaise. Just like this show is not really actual therapy. We're just talking about some tools and skills. If what we're talking about triggers some things in you and you think, I'd really like to go deeper in that about my life, my relationship, etc., then going to a therapist and exploring that is your best option. So we're just kind of getting the ball rolling. Anyways, that is very important for us
so
to talk
about.
So
what would be therapy? I mean, I don't know.
What would be therapy?
You're gonna glare from Jessica on bringing up a different subject.
Devil's advocate over there.
So a dialogue. Mm-hmm. So, well, not a dialogue on the radio, but,
right.
You know, a dialogue between you and another person or myself and another person. And therapy nowadays can be, doesn't have to be in the office. It can be by phone.
Yep.
It can be Skype. Uh-huh. I've Skyped two people right now.
Really?
And that's therapy. Uh-huh. And that's legitimate. And so we're face to face, so to speak. We can see body language. We can see facial expressions, voice tones. We can technically do therapy by email, but I wouldn't want to do that. So I think it loses so many elements.
Oh, there. Yeah.
So I have on rare occasions done it by phone, but I prefer Skype or FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, my big preference would be in the office.
Yeah. I really feel like in the office for me is the best. And that's why I am willing to do different hours. So I see people after 5 sometimes. Well, I have a lot of 5:15 and 5:30 clients.
Right.
Because people just can't do it during the workday. It's too hard. And then I have a couple folks I see one Saturday a month because I would rather make it easier for them to meet me in the office than to have to do it over the phone or on Skype. But that might be because I'm a newer therapist.
And I've been doing this for a while, and I still feel that way as well. Mm-hmm. That I much prefer seeing the person in person.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if we just can't, then Skype or FaceTime is a good alternative.
Yeah, I think that's really good for if, like a here and there, now and then. So your normal therapy is going in face-to-face, but someone's on vacation or they had a surgery or something happened and they just can't make it, then, oh my goodness, why stop therapy just because there's this extraneous event happening in their lives? Why make them have that break?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm doing the Skype now, because people are away on trips or vacations or mm-hmm. they're working out of town, but it's just for the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page there. So we're talking about communication in relationships. And our next topic is on empathy. And the next topic we'll actually go to next week.
Definitely.
But we're going to use this time to lead up to it, because empathy is one of those buzzwords that people use in the psychotherapeutic realm, and maybe it goes out into the regular world, but people don't really fully get it. Like, what is the difference between sympathy and being sympathetic for someone and having empathy? So let's talk about that a little bit. Joe, I'll let you explain that in like 1 minute. Okay, Joe's gone blank. Empathy.
Wow, we're out of time already? How did that happen?
I know. Sympathy is where you feel bad for someone. Like, there's so-and-so died for them, and their grandma died, and you feel bad for them, and that's really sad. But empathy is where you can feel it. You can actually feel the pain that they are feeling. And you can put yourself, and maybe you're remembering when your own grandma died, and you're remembering that depth of that pain, but you're feeling that actual emotion on their behalf. So sympathy, you feel bad.
You talk, we listen. Life Radio, KKXX. AM 930, FM 104.5.
The last thing I remember was hearing my brakes screech. I was hurt and I needed help. The insurance company wasn't really on my side. That's when I decided to call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz.
As a former insurance defense attorney, Larry knows just how they think, which gives you the best strategy.
I knew he was the right attorney for my case.
Consultation is free. Call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Lawrence Puritz, your personal injury lawyer.
Purpose in your heart. This is Ken Ham, often a guest on radio and TV on the Bible's reliability. America was originally founded on many godly principles, but our nation is quickly becoming more and more secular every day. The values that used to be America's foundation are now either mocked or ignored, and people who stand for biblical morality are increasingly suffering for it. This is an attack on religious freedom, and sadly, it looks like it's only going to increase. We're seeing it with officials in Kentucky who are trying to undermine our religious freedom. Well, this reminds me of a verse from the book of Daniel. It says that Daniel purposed in his heart to obey God's law. We need to purpose in our hearts right now to be bold in standing for godly principles.
Visit our award-winning website at answersingenesis.org to learn more about biblical values. You can also learn about the full-size ark we're building at answersingenesis.org.